There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is John Reagan here with the second hour of USA Prepares. We're going to see how long Vincent will stay on mute. Get your office pool rules going there. We're at the financialstateoftheunion.com on the news tab. And in today's resources for financial, we've got a number of items that will tell you the wonderful shape that our economy is in. We've talked about how the Baltic Dry Index has been down. There's not demand for certain resources. And the first couple of articles talk about some of those resources. The first is iron ore. The second is lumber. Both of these, the prices are down because the demand is down. We've got a link talking about how every government in Europe will soon be paid to borrow. The insanity of negative interest rates. I haven't tried this, but I bet if I went back to my financial calculator and tried to do some calculations with negative interest rates, it would come back and tell me that I don't know what I'm doing. This is not something you learn about in school. Negative interest rates, it's kind of like negative gravity. You know, it's not supposed to be out there. And when you think about what negative interest rates do, like the headline that says, you get paid to borrow money, but the other side, the flip side of that is true as well. When you put money in the bank, you have to pay to put your money in the bank. So everything is just upside down when you have negative interest rates. It's a tool to try and force people to buy more because it's costing you money to hold your money. And you're getting paid money to borrow money. And when this doesn't jumpstart the economy, you know you really have problems. We've also been talking about what's going on with energy. And we've got an article from Zero Hedge. E&P write-downs are coming up as reserves are overvalued by 60%. E&P means exploration and production. These are the companies that actually go out and look for the oil and produce it. And they've got a nice little chart there showing how many billion barrels of oil that these companies have reported to investors versus how many they report to the Securities and Exchange Commission. And many of these are off by a factor of 10 or more. And industry-wide, which is 73 companies, they've reported 33 billion barrels of reserves to the SEC and 163.5 billion to investors. So basically, they're telling investors there's five times as more as they're willing to tell the SEC. And continuing on in the oil patch, the way SEC rules are, the companies have to use average prices from the first trading days of each of the previous 12 months. And And because of that, for these accounting purposes, these companies are having to price oil at $95 a barrel. So their their reserves, their income, all of that stuff is using numbers that are slightly inflated. And speaking of inflated, Forbes came out with their billionaire list. We now have 1,826 billionaires. In total, they have just over $7 trillion worth of net worth. Now, I don't want anybody to feel sorry for these billionaires, but the people that are into class warfare would have you think that all you got to do is get these guys to pay more and it solves all the problems. Well, let's just look at that aggregate number right there, $7 trillion. Yes, that's a lot of money. But even if you confiscated all of that, which is not cash, these are typically things like stocks and real estate, you would have to convert those assets to cash in order to use it. Well, if these are the richest people, who are you going to get to buy these resources to get the cash? That's problem number one. And then even if you were able to convert that, 100 cents on the dollar, $7 trillion doesn't even pay down half of the federal debt. So you just can't solve the world's problems by confiscating everything you have. And to make this on a more personal level, let's look at Bill Gates. He has $79.2 billion. Most of that's Microsoft stock. And if we wanted to divide that up among all the people in the world, that's a little over $11 per person. Now, you can't just go and individually send that money to people at no charge. The overhead in trying to get that $11 out to each person would take a big chunk of that. So that can't solve the world's problems. And if we say, okay, Bill Gates is an American, it should go to Americans, dividing that by the 320 million people in America is less than $250 a person. So totally bankrupting Bill Gates would give a typical household probably about $600 one time if you can convert it his assets at 100% and have no costs in giving that money to people. So when you see all the class warfare people saying that, tax the rich solves our problems, no, it doesn't. And the last link in the – yes.
You thought I couldn't do it. Well, I've been a really good boy here, but we've got John Dollarheit, from Nixa on, and welcome, John Dollarheit.
Hey, how are you doing, Ben and John?
We're doing well. What's up?
Well, I always kind of find myself right in the middle of something that just cannot, I'm like, what do I do that, makes people do things to me? I don't know. But, me and my wife both drove our separate vehicles to our store the other day, and I parked my truck in a parking lot spot, and I was there all day long, and about 1:30 in the afternoon, I hear a boom, and I'm like, what the world's that? So I look out, and my truck is not in its parking spot. It is spun sideways out in the middle of the parking lot, and I'm like, and then I'm looking around like, and then there's a vehicle taking off. And so I run out there, and of course, I call that wonderful 911 number, and I thought we had a runaway vehicle, and end up what they were doing is they just pulled across the street to another parking lot to park, but anyway, I've been fighting with this American Family Insurance Company. I'm a farmer. I have to have that 3/4 ton truck, otherwise I wouldn't own it. I haul very heavy loads with it. Matter of fact, I'm going to be using it at the end of the month to pull my fifth wheel to the expo. But if I don't have a truck, it's going to make it really difficult for me to get there. So it's just trying to You know, work with people that, you know, they don't care how much it costs you or how much time you have to put into it. You know, they don't care. So.
Well, hold on, John. Let me see if we've got this right. So your car was parked at your store in the parking lot. Were there other cars in the parking lot?
Yeah, there were several. Okay. There's probably 50 cars in the parking lot.
Okay. And then so some vehicle came across the parking lot, slammed into your truck. Is that right?
They actually came off the road that goes in front of our store. So it's the street that is in front of our store. They were traveling northbound on the street, lost control of the vehicle from what I'm understanding. They nearly hit another person head on, so they were across the center line. And I guess they overcorrected, came across the grass between the street and our parking lot and hit the right rear corner of our truck right in the rear axle. It bent the wheel. Broke all the brake, the disc brakes off of the rear differential. You know, we don't know if the rear axle is going to be okay or not. So, but it made the truck undrivable.
And did it damage the? Okay, the truck is not drivable. So, anything happened to the box? You know, the bed of the truck?
Yeah, the bed, whole set side of the bed is crushed. It took out the taillight, the bumper, and the tailgate.
Okay, so you can't use your truck. Now, what has happened? So you weren't operating this vehicle. It was no one was in it, right? It was parked and
it
got crashed into. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. You know, no one was in it. It was just parked in the parking lot. And I've been trying to work with the insurance company. It's been trying to get me a little time. They said they were going to get me a little car to rent. And I said, I'm a farmer. I have to haul hay and feed, and I even heat my house and with wood. I said, I have to go after 2 tons of wood sometime this next week. And so I said, yeah, the thing is, I can't just use a little car to haul my farming business. Well, so they said, well, we'll get you a car with Enterprise. Well, I never heard of this, but there's a thing called spring break. And I guess rental car companies don't have cars for spring break because they've rented them out to people who have money and go to Florida and such, I guess.
So, hold it. You're saying that in the Springfield Ozark community, they told you to use Enterprise rent-a-car, and,
right, and
they have no vehicles because they're all in Florida?
Yes. That's what she said. And then, matter of fact, I just talked to the company this morning, and they contacted Hertz Rent-A-Car, and they gave exactly the same story, that there's no vehicle.
Okay, well, why don't you just use let's use the agent. I'm sure one of the agents here for American Family has a truck. Why don't we just get that? Tell you what, if you've got the telephone number of anyone that you'd like us to call, let us know when we come back from this break, and we'll see if we can find out what's going on for you. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried, and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone, just the really bright people, the top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, John Reagan's with us, Captain John Reagan, the financialstateoftheunion.com, and John Dollarhide from Nix has called in. John Dollarhide, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, John, during the break, I had the most miserable two experiences I can think of in a long time. I went to the search engine, and I typed in American Family Insurance, NIXA, and there are two agencies there. I called both of them. The first guy hung up on me. Okay, that would be in Northview Road, in NIXA. Okay, I called him. His name is William Van Prague. He hung up on me. I asked him if he could help you. What was that?
I said, "What'd you say to him?"
Well, I explained to him that I was a nationally syndicated broadcaster, and we are off the air right now. We're on a commercial break, and I got a call from you. And that your vehicle was hit. The insured was American Family, and there are no trucks available. Could he help you? And he hung up on me. Okay.
Wow.
So then I called the next one. Well, I called the next one, American Family Insurance. Okay. And these guys are on Aldersgate Drive in NIXA. And I talked to a gal named Tina, and she said, where could she listen to me? And I said, well, I'm not in Springfield, but we're nationally syndicated. And she didn't have time to listen, so she hung up. I'll tell you what, I am absolutely convinced that you're going into a strong headwind with American Family Insurance. So am I, at this point, would I even consider buying insurance from American Family? The answer is absolutely not. If this is a representative sample of who they are, I'm not interested in doing business with them. That's American Family Insurance. Go ahead, what?
Well, here in Missouri, we are made by the law to have insurance. But there's nothing
right
within the statutes that says the insurance companies have to pay us, nor give us any customer support.
Well, I can assure you that I got no customer support from American Family during that commercial break. Now, I only spent like 4 minutes making phone calls to them, but I'm absolutely convinced if that's the way they would treat me, just trying to help, I would not get much support from them if I had a claim. That's my opinion. So actually, you know, maybe they'll sue me for what I'm saying about my opinions on American Family Insurance, and I actually hope they do. I'll tell you what, I'm convinced that working with insurance companies is one of the most difficult things a person can do.
Right.
And I'll tell you, Progressive is no better.
I tried to see if I could find a pickup to rent. U-Haul has a pickup to rent, but the insurance company says, oh, well, we don't rent through U-Haul. And then I said, well, then there's a Wildcat Tool Rental. I said, they have trucks to rent. Well, we don't rent through them either. And I'm like, well, but that's where who has trucks. So I said, you need to contact them and get me set up with a truck.
Mm-hmm. And so they're not helpful?
No, they said that they do not have a contract set up with either of these other two entities, so they're unable to provide me a rental truck through either of these other companies.
Okay. Well, let's put this out to our class. The class, if you have an idea, and you know what we should do? I think we should have an insurance day. We'll pick a day, and if you have if you want to talk about the experience you've had with your insurance company, let's just get it all out there, okay? So today it's American Family, and I've learned that I certainly don't want to do business with American Family Insurance, okay? I've also learned that I don't want to do business with Progressive because our daughter was driving a vehicle, and she was crashed into by someone who was insured by Progressive, and they say, okay, well, just send us the doctor's bill, send us all the bills, and just keep sending them to us. And on Friday, the claims adjuster called me and he said, you have any more bills? And I said, you got to be kidding me. You really think that I'm going to keep sending you these bills and you're going to waste my time and you're just going to collect these bills and keep collecting them and collecting them and thank me for sending them to you and you do absolutely nothing about paying any of these bills? I said, actually, we're going to have a nice chat. We're going to get a chance to meet each other when we have to sue you because you've given us no choice. No choice whatsoever. So, class, if you think that you're going to get paid by an insurance company for a medical problem that someone else has caused, and even when the insurance company admits liability, they still won't pay you unless you sue them. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. And the guy says, well, we have to go through the process. Really? We have to go through the process? That's what John Dollarhide's going through. He's going through the process. His truck is unusable, and he can't get one. And his insurance company, American Family, won't help him. We'll be right back. What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class got a meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg. I'll be passing out the signs. I'll be passing out the signs for distribution for the Ozarks. The Get Prepared Expo coming up the last weekend this month. Well, I just got off the phone with the Missouri Department of Insurance. I talked with the Deputy Director's Assistant, and I have the number for John Dollarhite to call. John, if you'd like to call, 573-751-2640. 573-751-2640. And that's the department of the Missouri Department of Insurance, the Consumers Division. And I don't know how much help they're going to be, but I'll tell you what, this is a morass working with insurance. You've got to buy insurance if you want to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Missouri, and then you deal with this kind of nonsense where where you can't be indemnified. And the purpose of insurance, the principle of insurance is really simple, to indemnify you against that loss. That means to put you back in the position you were in before the loss. And that's what they're not doing. And so who are we not, who am I not going to buy insurance from? American Family Insurance. Nope, I'm not doing it. Okay, John Reagan, I'm sorry. I was trying to be really quiet, but John Dollarhide called in, and we took that call. Back to you.
Do you have any commentary for what we covered in the financial area?
Yeah, I was thinking about the prices of gas. So gas is up about 21 cents in the last 2 weeks. And yet we are awash in gas. We have so much gasoline, so much oil, we don't even know where to store it. And the price is up. You know, when I went to school, I learned about supply and demand. They really didn't teach us too much about manipulation. Did they teach you in your master's program?
No, there are some factors going on. One, we've got the summer blend going into production, which costs more. We've got unions on strike, which is, while oil supply is up, it's reducing the supply of gasoline. And we had the refinery explode in California. So there are some gasoline supply factors going on while the oil continues to increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why, John, when I was younger, there was no such thing as a summer-winter blend. There was just gasoline. And there were, you know, there was the regular, and then there was something called high test, or it was called premium. But that
or
was
ethyl.
It. Yeah, or ethyl. Well, and it worked great. You know, cars started in the summer. They started in the winter. And it was the same gasoline. It really was. So how is it that we got to the point where now we have gas going up because they're switching from winter to summer? It seems to me that people got involved with manipulating the product, or maybe manipulating the additives. You know, I'm talking about like lawmakers that have caused this problem. What's next?
Today at the top, I wanted to cover what's going on with the military.
Oh, man.
And under the military review, I've got a link that's a decent summary, talks about what's going on with our military and the militaries of Russia and China. And I've fleshed this out with some more links. Down under the U.S. section, the Heritage Foundation released a report that the U.S. can no longer achieve its objective to be able to fight two simultaneous wars. They're cutting soldiers, they're cutting naval ships, they're cutting planes. You know, sometimes I wonder, can we even fight half a war, you know, with this guy in the office? We've got the F-35 fighter jet, which is was supposed to save money by giving a common platform for all the services. And now they're saying that the weapons bay is too small for the small diameter bomb load. It's supposed to hold 8, and it can only hold 4. And what I thought was almost hilarious, you know, pot calling the kettle black, the United States tells Britain that the Army Chief admits he's very concerned reductions will diminish ability to fight future campaigns. You know, gee whiz. And then you look at what's going on with Russia and China, and I pulled up an article from 2007 where they had a Chinese submarine pop up in the middle of one of our Navy exercises.
Yeah.
In sight of one of our carriers, the Kitty Hawk. And, you know, that's not supposed to happen. They have these carrier task force, and that carrier is, you know, a very vital national resource, and it is heavily protected. Even in the Air Force, I remember when I was at Ramstein over in Germany, they'd have the C-5 transport planes come in, you know, the big transport planes. And those are considered a vital national resource, too, and those would be, you know, individually guarded 24 hours a day to protect them. And you know, so that was a very serious infraction. We have Russia expanding its navy. They're slated to receive 50 more vessels this year. And the last article I have on the versus them, showing the Chinese army exercising in minus 20 degrees centigrade conditions, shirtless with their swords. And keep in mind, you never have to reload a sword.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I remember when being in the military meant, you know, you were tough, you were strong, you had endurance. Does it still mean that in the United States?
Well, I know this administration is doing all it can to, you know, punish those that are loyal to the United States.
Yeah.
And reward those that are not. You know, people think of the military as being people that, you know, love this country, because, you know, when you go in there, you're basically committing to die for the country. But even in the military, you've got the two sides, and those that you know, wear the stars are the politicians of the military. And depending on, you know, when those people were promoted, pretty much determines what leanings they are. And with all the, you know, senior commanders that will not do what Obama wants being retired forcibly, what we have in place now, you know, there might still be some good guys left, but a lot of those there, you know, they've answered the question, would you fire upon Americans? They've answered that with a yes. So it's very sad to see the shape of our military today.
It's sad to see the shape of a lot of things, and one of them was the dinner topic last night. We're having dinner, and the topic of Mary Washington, University of Mary Washington, came up. This is a university in Virginia. And, you know, they have males, and they have females, and they have transsexuals. And they've got another term called pansexual. Now, these are individuals who can't decide. And so sometimes they're lean toward male, and the same individual might lean toward female, and then back. Like, it could happen, you know, a couple times a day. It could happen a couple times a week. They could hold out, you know, and lean toward one or the other for a month. And they have housing. They have housing for this at the University of Mary Washington in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I'm looking at the dictionary, and it's called UMW Prism. And there's a dictionary that has these terms. So the letter G stands for gay. I'm reading this. The L stands for lesbian. B stands for bisexual. T stands for transgender or transsexual. Q stands for queer. Q stands for questioning. I stands for intersex. A stands for asexual. It also stands for ally. P stands for pansexual. And then, how does this happen? I'm gonna save some people $8. Don't come to the expo. If you don't know if you're male or female, don't come to the expo. We can't help you. We cannot help you figure it out. Seriously. Gosh. And John, we're falling apart. I mean, I can't believe we're even talking about this. Last night, I was at the kitchen table. I sat back and I heard this term from someone who knows. Someone who knows what's happening at the University of Mary Washington. And I sat back at the dinner table, stunned. I mean, how does it happen where an individual is leaning male and then leaning female and then not sure, all in an afternoon, and comes out and talks about it. It's like, they're proud of it. I'm so proud that I can be at a university where I'm accepted like this. Can you? We're falling apart. I mean, not only are our tool and die companies falling down, going away, we're losing manufacturing. We've got people who run bordellos in Washington that are Congress critters. It's amazing. It's like Rome.
You know, I remember when I started junior high, and that's the point where when you went to PE, you showered afterwards. And they had separate classes for, you know, boys and girls.
Right.
Now, I would have enjoyed PE a lot more if I'd gotten to shower with the girls. But, you know, they separated those classes at that point, because back in elementary school, when you did PE, you know, boys and girls together, and you didn't shower. But, you know, when you get that age, you got to shower. What do you do with those people that are gay? Because now you got a sexual situation.
Yeah, and this pansexual thing, I mean, these individuals can switch. You know, they can do PE with the guys in the morning and PE with the girls in the afternoon. And everybody says, well, it's just, you know, lifestyle, it's okay.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What?
Today,
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, John, last night I was in the studio and I was, you know, working on some commercials for the expo. And, you know, because we don't have any sponsors, there's way too much freedom. I don't have to worry about bumping into somebody, you know? And so I put together a commercial that I deleted. Everybody got mad at me. And it went on something like this. Are you the only one in your family that thinks that to get a job in Washington, you have to be a natural-born belligerent thug, liar, cheat, thief, and sociopath? One who neglects his family and spouse for his personal ego and pleasure? You're not alone. There'll be thousands of people just like you at the Get Prepared Expo. What do you think?
Well, you know, you talked about buying things used. However, you should never buy a used politician.
Yeah, because well, how do you know they're going to stay? They're going to stay bought, right? Right. How do you know? I was having a lot of fun with commercials for this expo. By the way, we have pallets of water filtration systems shipped to us. They're on the way. And if you'd like a water filtration system by Berkey or by ProPure, you'll be able to see them, feel them, check the differences, ask us what our opinion is, and we'll tell you. We think that there is one model has advantages. Well, actually, they both have advantages, but there's one that we think is better overall. If you ask us, we'll tell you which one. And we're going to offer them at the lowest price in the country. No question about it. The lowest price in the country. And Mountain House Food, premium, Mountain House Food, at the lowest price in the country. And we're going to have a lot of things at the lowest price in the country. And we're offering AR-15 rifle kits. You can buy them and take them with you at the Get Prepared Expo. And we're going to have a demonstration that shows you how you can mill and finish one yourself. And the BATF is got hard to interpret rules, so we're not going to mess with causing them problems where they'd have to, you know, intervene. So we're not going to have you buy kits and mill them and take them home with you. So what we're going to do is show you how to do it. Okay, we will demonstrate how the kits are put together, and you can buy them and take them home with you. All the parts you need, all the parts you need to finish your AR-15 kit at a show special price. Buy it, take it with you. John Reagan, we've got a meetup tonight. Jimmy's Egg, I'll be passing out the signs where you can get your signs and put them all over the Ozarks and tell everybody about the Get Prepared Expo. It looks like this is going to be a pretty big expo. It really is. We've got people coming from Mexico, Canada, British Columbia, and, of course, the United States. Last time we did it, 43 states were represented. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at the expo, and you're going to teach us about why the economy absolutely for certain will collapse, right?
And I'll show you where the lines cross.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, for example, if you look at on a personal level, you know that when your expenses exceed your income, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
And if you can't borrow anymore, you know, that's kind of the point where you've really hit the wall. Mm. Well, as a country, I'm going to show you where our income line intersects the cost of interest on our nearly $60 trillion in debt plus government spending. Mm. And it's not very far in the future.
When you say not very far, certainly within our lifetime, right?
Just those three items, 12 years, and I have got add a couple of things to that, which brings it even closer in. And obviously, we can't even get that far before we start having problems.
We're having problems now. We're having a lot of problems now. A lot of supply shortage type problems. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us, class. We got to meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. I'm on stage, and I'd like to hear what your opinions are about survival and preparedness and what you'd like to see at the Get Prepared Expo. You're welcome to come, unless, of course, you're a politician. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to us. Thanks so much, John Reagan.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.